Section 1.5. Fact versus public opinion. As stated in the last section, public opinion cannot change facts. The end of the world as we currently know it is still going to happen right on God's schedule. Majority acceptance or acknowledgement of this warning makes no difference, even if it occurs on a global scale. Mass rejection cannot influence the coming conclusion either. If every person on the earth banded together in perfect unison, trying to stop or even alter the ending, they would fail. In fact, towards the last few days of this era, mankind is going to attempt to do exactly that. But the entire world, even working together in perfect harmony, will not be able to change a single iota of prophecy. Every God-given prophecy is still going to happen, in the exact manner and with the precise timing He has ordained. Apart from God Himself, no one can stop it from happening. And God is not going to alter the coming end in any way. God has said it's going to happen. Therefore, it will happen. The coming end of this age for mankind is certain. It is an event, already indelibly written into our future. So, rather than focus our attention exclusively on the what, we need really be concerned with the when. When is it all going to happen? Within an upcoming chapter, I develop a detailed timeline, which describes the series of events leading up to the end of the age. The chart included on the back cover depicts the three major events. Feel free to examine it now, if you wish. We have been given six specific incidents in the modern era, which clearly mark the beginning of the end. Four have already taken place. The other two are on the soon coming horizon. So, we know we are well inside the time frame of the final years of this age. God has foretold with great clarity the sequence of events shaping man's final years on earth before his return. And not only that, we have been given the timing of the apocalyptic sequence. Knowing the particulars of each event is fascinating. Perhaps even more captivating is just having knowledge of the order of the events. We each have the ability to read tomorrow's headlines today. The problem for most people is those future headlines reside within the text of the Bible. And sadly, very few people, even those regularly attending church, actually take the time to study the scriptures with any real degree of depth. Merely hanging out in a garage and listening to the conversations does not make someone a mechanic. Just as warming up a space on a pew every Sunday does not necessarily make a person knowledgeable about the Bible. Go back to the cover of the book for a moment and read the subtitle, and God will prove it. I am sure this short statement is the real reason many of you chose to read this book. To the casual observer, it probably seems to be an overly bold proclamation. You are wondering if this book can deliver on that promise. The answer is a definitive yes. But it depends upon you. God most certainly will prove it to you, but you have to allow Him to. Provided within these pages will be all the proof any sane and unbiased person may require to be convinced we are facing the end of time for mankind. I make use of solid facts and a carefully corroborated timeline, coupled with current events, to prove my thesis. So, what do I mean when I say proof? Proof is defined as evidence or an argument serving to establish a fact or the truth of something. The book does both. I use credible evidence, along with sound reasoning, in support of the argument, the end of mankind is near. The words proof, evidence, and argument likely make you feel like you're in a court of law. In fact, you are in the court of truth, where you get to be judge and juror. God is the prosecutor. He is the one making the case to you, revealing the end of mankind is indeed close. The defendants are all the people who argue the opposite. There is no end to mankind anyone knows about. As for me, I am the court reporter, the one relaying all they have seen and heard. Think of yourself as the perfect judge and juror. You are an impartial, dispassionate, honest, and fair person, without premeditation or biased expectation. All you need do is meticulously investigate each of the presented facts. Then, using a logical frame of mind, carefully weigh the evidence to determine if what is presented here is either true or false. Do not use public opinion as your guide. This is a serious subject, and you should not want to risk getting it wrong. As I mentioned in an earlier paragraph, reaching the right conclusion will be pivotal. If you want to be able to avoid the soon coming time of terrible trouble, you can ill afford to get it wrong. A lot is riding on your decision. That's your mission, should you choose to accept it. By the way, when I say proof, I mean providing strong evidence, sufficiently compelling, to remove all reasonable doubt from your mind. That's all the law requires for a juror, in order to pass judgment. It's referred to as simply, the concept of reasonable doubt. The law does not expect all doubt will, or even can, be removed, hence the use of the word, reasonable. In fact, the judicial system knows some doubt will usually remain. Being 100% certain about anything is rare. So, the system is set up to allow for what I will call residual doubt. Society does not require absolute certainty to convict a person of a crime. If such were the case, then most guilty people would walk free each time the district attorney attempted to get a conviction. The level of proof I will provide only need rise to the point of removing all reasonable doubt. Does that sound reasonable? Great. Let's now talk about reasonable doubt. When you're ready, you can proceed on to the sixth section, reasonable doubt. It can be found on page 13 of your book. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the chapter 1 page. Then click on the section entitled, reasonable doubt. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for section labeled 1.6, Reasonable Doubt.